Hey, this is Jordan
and Danielle,
and we are Cross Parallel. And you are listening to the Music's Journey podcast with our friend Kim Sear.
Yeah, it's true, it's getting rough out there. It's hard to keep a good thing going. Chances of us making it are low and going down. These days they say love's just another move to make. In a game you play where your heart breaks. Well, I say we could turn that right around. If I hold on to your hand, you hold on to mine. Keep it real how we feel inside, night after night. It ain't ever gonna matter what kind of hell we go through. If we're all in, it's a win, yeah, baby, we can't lose.
You just heard a snippet of the new single We Can't Lose by Canada's hot new country duo, Cross Parallel. Cross Parallel is on the verge of stardom and garnering attention from the music industry and fans worldwide because of their unique sound and relatable lyrics. Their newest single, We Can't Lose, which they wrote with Canadian gem Aaron Goodwin, really showcases the duo's rock side with a flavor of modern pop country. It is the second single from their upcoming EP, which they are aiming to release in the new year. Here to talk about their new single is Danielle Marie and Jordan Purchett. Welcome back to you two.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're happy to be chatting with you again.
Oh, you know what? It's been such a different year, hasn't it? Last time I had you guys on the show, you guys were just releasing your single, Better With Time, for your debut EP that you guys are releasing in 2022. So pretty exciting for you guys.
Yeah, definitely not like most years. It's nice to get to, you know, spend time creating music and that's a big part of what we love to do. So,
and I think that's why we like to keep things interesting too with this current single that we have out now. Like you're saying, it's quite a bit different from our last one, and it's still us, but it's just we're trying to get some different flavors out there and just shake things up a bit, I think.
Well, you guys have done that, that's for sure. I love this one because it brings out that little element to it, that rock vibe, you know, from the two of you. And it also brings a little bit of that pop, you know, country in there too. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. I just want to be able to bring fans up to date with you guys. Some of them may not know you guys yet. So, Jordan, tell us a little bit about your story meeting one another and how you charmed Danielle.
Scooped her off her feet. I came from a rock background. My dad's a country singer. For those of you who don't know, it's Aaron Purchett. You might know him.
Just a little bit.
But, yeah, I grew up. I always kind of tried to stay away from country. But it was kind of shortly before I met Danielle when I got into country. And it was kind of when Florida Georgia Line and Dallas Smith. And that's what really kind of got me thinking it's cool. And then Danielle and I got together. We were both kind of artists. She worked really hard. I didn't, but that's the truth. There you go.
Wow.
Well, we got together for a song write, and I don't know. It just kind of, we both weren't really looking for a relationship, but
we just wanted to write a song.
Yeah, it was genuinely like innocent. We just wanted to write a song, and I don't know. It just kind of, we just really liked each other. I think it was good that we weren't searching for, you know, a significant other. And I don't know, it was just meant to be. And so we've gone, just haven't looked back. We've played together, played music ever since, and then created the duo in 2019.
I'm telling you, for fans who is listening to this modest Jordan here, guitar player for platinum selling Juno nominated band Faber Dry. So, you know, sorry, didn't work very hard, not at all. And then for Danielle as well, she's 2015 CCMA Spotlight Artist Award winner. So lots going on for you too. So how did that write even happen?
I think Jordan was just starting to get into writing like more for himself, like less just the guitar player. And he was really trying to develop himself as an artist. And he had seen what I was doing. We were following each other on social media, liking each other's pictures, kind of just like following along. We might have been flirting a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little. But when we got into the write, I brought in like a little verse hook that I had been working on, and we just kind of, I guess, tried to tackle it. But everyone always asks us, like, what was the song, or like, can you play us the song? And it wasn't like an amazing write. The chemistry might not have been there that way at the time.
I kept the sheet of paper of the song, but
yeah, we have the sheet of paper.
Oh, listen to you romantic guy.
Yeah, we wish it was like a hit song or something that we could brag about, but not.
We could always dust it off and bring it back.
I was gonna say a lot of people end up bringing it back because it starts out with an idea and it just might not have been right for the moment, but then they end up bringing it back because they get a new idea or, you know, something comes along, and it's all about timing, isn't it?
Totally. This industry is a lot of that, for sure.
Well, with both of them. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. It was hard to focus. Sparks were flying.
Well, you know, I know you well enough, Jordan. I know you well enough, and it just means something to you. You know, when things are just fitting right, and what it means to you when it was in your solo part of your career and everything that it was like for you just to be able to branch out. And then, you know what, Danielle comes along, and for somebody who didn't want to do country, you know, women have this way of just being able to open up the doors for new light and new visions, right?
That's very true. Yeah.
Well, I am so glad. What did your dad say when he first heard that you were going to start doing country?
Yeah, like shortly before we met, but I think he was excited because all my life I was kind of trying to stay away from that, just because I guess him being my dad, it's kind of like, I don't know, like a lot of kids when they're young, they think I'm not going to do what my parents do. but I was always, you know, I was always into rock, and he's always loved rock too. So he's always supported me ever since I got into music at all. Mm-hmm. And I think country was just a little more icing on the cake for him, because he was pretty reluctant to go to country at first as well. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's true.
I think he started in country, but he was like, he didn't tell anyone for a long time when he started singing. So,
well, because there's that stigma, you know, that's still out there, and that don't really, you know, they still have that opinion. My son was the same way. Like, I'm a rock girl through and through, but I loved R&B. And I loved, you know, so many of the pop artists as well. And he was into the really heavy rock music. And he kept telling me, you know, because all the interviews I kept doing that kept coming my way were country. And he kept saying, I'm never going to listen to this. And I would play certain songs. And of course, you got to, you know, I dive into the lyrics and everything else. So I'd have to play them over and over, and it would drive him crazy. And he swore, you know, to, you know, never ever gonna go to country music. And now he met his now wife, and she loved country, and he went to the first country festival, and he got a little bit different opinion of some of the new artists up there, like you were saying, you know, for Dallas Smith and some of the other artists that have come out have really changed a lot, you know, for the new generation to the music that they're listening to, and the type of country and the different types of genre that are mixed with it, and artists that are coming from different genres, you know, that are coming on to all these country records. And he now doesn't listen to anything else but country, which is really strange.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I can't remember who we were having this conversation with, Jord, but it's like the people who were listening to country back in like the 80s and 90s they might not love country as much now because it's changed so much, but then the generation loves country because it's so like pop influenced. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of been this huge shift.
I've started to think of things in this way. Like, okay, nowadays we think it's pop country, and the 90s fans are like, well, I like old country. But then when the 90s, back then, that was new country,
right?
Totally. Like, and old country lovers didn't like that. So it's always, I think it's always been like that. And it's just the element of music in general. Like,
true.
I remember thinking in the last like 5 years how much different music and singing sounds, but I think it's just always, people have always thought that, but it's always going to just keep changing.
Yeah, right? It's evolution of it.
Yeah, I think it's going to shift again too, especially with this pandemic, because a good song's a good song. It doesn't matter, you know, whether or not it's classic country or whether there's a song that means so much to you, whether it's, you know, classic rock to the rock we're listening to today. I know rock music is going through such a huge change and, you know, just a massive shift here in Canada. And it's so difficult for that genre right now. And then you're looking at, you know, the pop artists who are able to bring back a lot of sounds, you know, from the 70s and the 80s and early 90s that are coming in to influence what the kids are listening to today. And I think it's just now with this pandemic, everybody's had to adjust to being able to record from home, the instrumentals that you get through technology. People are able to do a whole record, you know, from doing it right out of their houses with sounds that, you know, have been generated, not sitting here and playing that kind of sound with a with a studio band. And, you know, I think it's just, it's quality and it's about the lyrics. It's always about the song. You're always going to have those songs that are going to hit, and they might be a quick fad, but the ones that stand the test of time are the real ones, right?
Yeah, totally. 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Big difference. I'm seeing such a change with you guys too. Now talk about this new song, because this one, as I said, it's got that rock vibe to it, and it's got, again, a bit of the pop country. And you guys wrote this one with a really special soul out there who's doing so amazing in country. He's been doing it for such a long time, and that's Mr. Aaron Goodvin.
Yeah, I think that was actually one of the last co-writes we did when we were down in Nashville in 2018. So we wrote this one quite a few years ago now. We'd been meaning to get back there, but obviously with the pandemic, it's made it harder. But we wrote that one, and like, it's been at the top of our list to record all this time as well, just because it felt like, I don't know, there was just like a magic in that, right? And I think we brought the hook that you had in there, Hey Babe. It was like a little guitar hook that you had.
Yeah, just that intro guitar on acoustic. Mm-hmm. And it just started with that. It was just, that's the way I write. Usually I have ideas of like guitar riffs and stuff. So we went with, he's like, I like that. That's that's cool. So it literally started with that. And Danielle might have had the song name.
Yeah, and it was just like the vibe of it was so great too. We were out at his house. He lives in this really cool neighborhood outside of Nashville, and it was like just really good energy in there. His dogs were hanging out with us, and I feel like us being in the room too, and him hearing, you know, like our harmonies and how we work together, just this idea like, you know, people these days feel like love is just this disposable thing. Not everyone, but it's just, if you look back in the day, people really like worked through their problems together.
That's true.
That love goes. And so we wanted to just pay tribute to that idea of just like standing the test of time. And no matter what life throws at you, you can't lose. Just keep going together, keep growing together. And I don't know, I guess we could have taken it more country, having written it with Aaron Goodvin. It could have turned into a lot more of a maybe classic sound, but I think we took flavors of Jordan's rock influence and just wanted to just make it this kind of explosive
and
sound.
Aaron's actually funny to write with, because some people, like, I think some really great writers do this where they sing with all their energy all the time.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like me, I'm kind of like mumbling and like quiet and I'm trying to think of it. And
I
he's
call
like,
it his Muppet singing when he mumbles.
Yeah. But Aaron's like all out, like he's on stage, like in front of 100,000 people all the time. So it's so funny. But he's also like, I can totally imagine him singing that song. Like, it's totally, you know, a powerful song, like his voice can be. So it's funny to like play it now. And, you know, it's ours and it's our sound. But at the same time, like, I still totally hear him singing it. And I think he loves the production. Like, he thinks it kind of matched it. And, you know, if it were his song, it might be pretty similar.
Yeah, over the last couple of years, too, he kept texting us. And he's like, so when are you guys going to release it? When are you guys going to release it? So now that it's out, I'm pretty happy with it. And we're so, like, proud of everything he's doing, too. And, like, the most deserving guy. He works so hard. And just, it's so good to see how well his music's being received down in the States now, too. It's, like, amazing.
In Australia as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. because I'm telling you, he's just one of those writers too. And he's just so authentic, very humble, very, very caring human being. And that shows and comes through with his live performance. Like you say, I think you can release a record, you know, in the studio, but, and your dad will attest to this too, when it comes to fans that you get, lifers that stick with you, and no matter what it is, you know, whether it's a hit single or whether or not it's just something that means so much to you guys, fans will stick with you if you have a great live performance.
It's every very time. True.
It's based on your live performance, not just your record, you know, that you put onto radio.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what that's like yourself, right? When you guys both have played live, right?
Yeah. And I've, like, I think it's the same in the rock world where I came from with Vapor Drive and seeing it on a pretty high level. And they worked really hard at their live show, right? Like, it was, I think, you know, my dad, I think is, I don't brag about him much, but I think he's one of the, a really great entertainer and on stage. So, like,
yeah, we definitely try and work super hard. When we have a show coming up, we go pretty hard with the rehearsals and just trying to make sure that we're going to bring, you know, the best that we can to the table. And we treat every show like it's to 10,000 people. Like, we want it to, and we want to connect with people. So this song was one we've been playing again for like a few years at our acoustic shows, at our full band shows, and it was always like well received, and people would come up to us after and say like, that's a great song, you should totally record it. So it feels good that it's finally out.
Like you said earlier too, like, it feels good to start getting back to normal slowly but surely, like, as far as shows go. It's been great to be able to play shows, but, like, you want to, you know, when you're connecting with people emotionally, you want them to be able to express it, whether it's standing up and dancing or whatever, right? Like, it's been nice to, it's been nice to feel like we're getting back to normal, and like, our practicing is for something, because for a while there, it was nothing at all, so...
It's so hard because, you know, the live stream and everything that you're doing, you guys have had to switch gears, you know, because usually when you're going into the studio and you're getting ready for playing, you know, a couple of the singles off of a new EP that you guys got coming out, you have a fairly good idea what's going to be on the EP, but then you're just gearing up to be able to say, okay, these are the ones that we're going to release this year. We got to get out there, do the radio tours, do all the live performances. And it's been so hard to flip all of that and see what you're doing live stream. And then you've had a couple shows this summer. You've got some new dates coming up too. But, you know, it's not the same thing doing live streaming. You get to connect with the fans, but it's a silver lining there too, but difficult for you guys to build off that energy, you know, to what you would get off a crowd, you know, playing and singing back the lyrics to you, right?
Yeah, that we had a show. I'm not sure if you saw one of our TikTok videos. We're really trying to grow on there too, because that platform is just like crazy the way that it works. But we had a private gig that we played, I guess, a month ago now, a little over a month ago, and everyone in the audience knew the words to our song Don't. And it was just really like cool to have that. That was like one of the first times that's really happened for us, and especially like post-pandemic, but, you know, post not playing for a while, and then just to look out and see people like swaying and singing the words back, it was really cool.
We're gonna play it right now. Here is the brand new single We Can't Lose with my very special guest, country's hot new duo Cross Parallel, here on Music's Journey.
Yeah, it's true, it's getting rough out there. It's hard to keep a good thing going. Chances of us making it are low and going down. These days they say love's just another move to make. In a game you play where your heart breaks, well I say we could turn that right around. If I hold on to your hands, you hold on to mine. Keep it real how we feel inside, night after night. It ain't ever gonna matter what kind of hell we go through. If we're all in, it's a win, yeah, baby, we can't lose. Rocket science, just a little bit of give and take. Taking a shot and giving it all we got. It's gonna be sweet victory when the world sees how it's meant to be.
That was the brand new single We Can't Lose by Cross Parallel. It is their second single off the forthcoming new EP, their debut EP that's coming out later in 2022. They love the story with the two of you. And everybody yeah. shoots for that. You know, they cheer for that love story, you know, to be everlasting and to be able to believe in it. Because regardless, we talked about this, you know, just earlier in the show here, what it's like for a real love experience in comparison to what's out there today. People, you know, just texting, you know, on Instagram or, you know, texting on Facebook for, you know, meet, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, yeah. it's not the same thing as what real love is. And so when it comes down to it, and they'll see later on that everybody's just mm-hmm. going to want to, you know, to have that same thing that everybody else dreams of. And that's to be able to have that relationship where somebody understands you, somebody cares about you, has your back. That's your ride and die. And regardless, everybody wants that eventually.
Exactly. That's where we're born here. And love is one of the most powerful things in the world. And everyone is searching for that. And so we just wanted to, you know, make a song that says, hey, you can have this kind of love if you just work together and realize that you're going to go through some things, you're going to go through it. But as long as you hold on to each other's hands, yeah. we can't lose, right? So
Exactly. And that's the whole title of this one. And it's such a great song. What does it look like for the music video? Have you guys done that? Are you doing one for this song?
We are going to do one. We're still in like the figuring out process of it. We have a few different ideas and we were going to shoot it in October, but the dates just didn't line up. So we're still working towards it, but like you said, time is kind of flying.
Yeah. This it's time of year, when it gets here, it's always difficult, isn't it? And with all the restrictions yeah. that are still kind of in place, I know a lot of people yeah. were getting ready to shoot their videos for singles that they released in the summer, and, you know, mm-hmm. flights got canceled and, you know, still restrictions going on. How has that affected you guys?
Well, we've kind of lucked out with some things, and I don't know. It feels like we didn't have a lot canceled, luckily. And we have a few things coming up at the end of this month here. Mm-hmm. But I think feel pretty grateful that we're not affected as much as other people might be.
One of the venues we were looking into to shoot the video for We Can't Lose, the idea that we had, and I don't want to like go into it just in case this is what ends up happening, but it had the restrictions, and so it kind of made it difficult to go in like after hours and do what we're wanting to do. So we're still trying to work through the logistics of all that, but it definitely makes it a little bit more of a challenge, but it's nothing that we're not used to at this point. So we're just kind of, it's like the new norm. You just expect that there's going to be a few hoops that you might have to go through to make things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not going away anytime soon, you know, by the looks of it, but we're just hoping by spring, you know, that we're going to be in a different place and that we've learned something at this point. But I'm telling you, it's just a difficult one all the way around. So I know that you guys have got some shows coming up. You've got some at the end of this month too. Tell everybody about that.
Yeah, we actually have a show. We're playing a private Christmas party for somebody very awesome. I don't know if we can say like who it is. Yeah,
oh, but come
if
you guys on. Follow- come on. Little hint. Yeah,
okay. I don't know yet. I'm not sure. We'll maybe be posting about it. I think just keep an eye on us around November 20th.
November 20th. Just watch our social media pages. Like, it's a big social media person that we're playing her Christmas party, and we're very excited about that.
Nice. Danielle's a huge, she's starstruck already.
I'm a little starstruck over it, so you guys definitely have to check it out, because we'll be for sure posting. And then we have
a show in Nanaimo coming up, which is going to be a part of like a filming documentary kind of series, and we'll be just a part of it. It's not like we're main parts of it, but so that'll be on the 24th.
Yeah, the day after my birthday. So it's gonna be, whoever comes out, it'll be an extra fun celebration.
Yeah.
very nice. Now, have you guys got I know you guys did the Christmas song. You've done that one with your dad, and you did that with your brothers too, right?
Yeah.
So
it feels like not that long ago, but what is it? 2, 3,
That's so funny that you bring that up, Kim, because I was getting ready this morning and I was literally singing the Christmas song as I was getting.
Hello.
It's not taboo right now. It's okay because, you know, Halloween's over with, so we're allowed to get into that mode, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody seems to be hopping right into it early this year, especially. But
yeah, I think we need the extra cheer.
Yeah, we did. That's one of our favorite Christmas songs, and we all kind of split it up. It's a lot of, you know, my two brothers in their group and us and my dad. So that was a lot of fun doing that. Just kind of acoustic, but instead of acoustic, it's an electric guitar. It's nice. Just kind of
we did it small. All from home. So
yeah, so just, I don't know, we kept it pretty simple. And just kind of like, just to me, I think of like, it's simple enough to have on while you're sitting by a like fireplace.
Sipping rum and eggnog.
Yeah. Chestnuts roasting.
It's my favorite. Fire. It is my ultimate favorite memory and favorite song. Always will be.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Such a good song. Yeah. I love it. And I just wish we had the big string section like Nat King Cole had. But
well, you never know, right? There just might be a Christmas album that's coming up in your future, right? So you'll be able to put all those ideas together. And that's your brothers that were in Atlantis One, and they got together with your dad. Yeah.
So they're great. I would call them kind of R&B hip-hop style. Mm-hmm. But they're just great singers and great writers. They make some awesome music.
Very cool. Well, I'm saying, like, when you guys are all into music, it's got to be pretty special for you guys to be playing on the same record.
Absolutely, yeah. And we want to do a lot more together. Actually, we have one we're working on currently as well with those two. And Danielle's a part of it, but it's kind of like a father-son song, this one. So one that me and my dad played for my graduation that he wrote with. He wrote, like, that day or something. He always tells the story. Yeah, so we kind of finished the song together and recorded it recently.
Is it emotional for you?
A little bit.
When you think about it, yeah. Because that's a pretty special day, you know?
Like, nostalgic to me, and, like, to see my brothers singing it, because it's 13 years ago now. I'm trying to think of how old I am, but it is crazy. Like, Mason must have been like 4 years old when I graduated. So yeah, it is pretty crazy to like do it all together now, and just see them do it their own way.
Yeah, to hear them sing in the studio. Like, I personally was blown away. Like, I had never heard, especially Mason, sing before like that. Like, to hear him open up and just, like, I don't know what I've been in their family now for 6 years, and even just seeing him grow up the last 6 years and then hearing him like kill it in the studio is really cool.
That's gonna be something special. Do you guys have like a video clips and things like that you're gonna release with that?
Yeah, we do have some. Yeah, we'll probably do as as much as we can. But so it was really cool experience. Very excited to, that's a really cool one that we'll all be really excited to release. And
is that one going to be on the new EP?
No, separate. I don't think it's going to be on EP, but I'm not sure where, like, who exactly is going to be the main artist it's going to be released under, but it might be, I don't know. We can be like, hopefully it's Dad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's going to be pretty special for your dad, you know, to be releasing, you know, with you guys, a song like that, especially, you know, something that's so personal between the two of you. That's going to be pretty special.
Yeah, he's pretty emotional about that. Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty cool. It's got to be pretty cool to, you know, for him being, I was so young, you know, like felt so young and immature when we played that, but you know, he's it's got to be mean the most to him for sure.
Full circle.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Full circle moment. Can you say anything about the new EP release date, any of that coming up?
We're kind of like, it's a tough to say like a date, but we're working really hard on it. It's definitely going to be
early new year,
and that's kind of like the only real like guarantee we can make, but
can you say a title?
We don't even have
a title. We're still brainstorming on that. It took us a year and a half to come up with Cross Parallels. So
this could take a while before we're working hard on all that, and you know, it was a kind of a crazy end of the year, you know, middle to the end of the year when shows started coming in, and I had some like gigs playing guitar for my dad and Chris Buck, my buddy, and so it kind of felt like things just got dumped on us there for a little while.
And I'm not sure if I guess we wouldn't have talked about this on our last chat that we had, but we're like, our place is up for rent currently, like the place that we own. So we're going to be renting our place out and moving to Nashville. So
I didn't know that.
It's time.
Exciting. Wow.
Very exciting, but very hectic at the same time. Like a lot of things we're trying to... trying to like finish
EPs for the artists we're working with, finish our EP, move countries.
So we wouldn't have it any other way, but
good lord. When are you guys supposed to leave? When are you going for Nashville?
So we were supposed to be out of our place for November 1st, but finding renters right now is a little harder than we anticipated. So we're pushing for early next year as well. So
we're also being picky though. So
yeah. So basically we'll be moving to Nashville and releasing our EP probably all in the same time frame.
So at least you're going to be with family, everybody together, you know, this Christmas, this holiday season. Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's really good. That's nice. Yeah. Wow. I'm so excited for you guys. What a journey this is going to be.
Thank you.
You got some great writers, great Canadians that are out there right now. Isn't James Barker Band? There's a few of them that are going out there right now too.
There's a ton now. It just feels like more and more. And honestly, more and more of our friends like doing so well down there.
Yeah, like, both Tenille's. Like I'm
killing
so excited.
It. Holy.
So inspired. Done. Like I wrote with both of them my first big trip down there in 2016 when I stayed for a month, and we did like a girls' night at Tenille Towns. She would have like a big like everyone would bring their guitar, and it was like a writer's round in her house. And so just to see what she's like done since then is super inspiring for us, and she's one of my favorite writers and she always will be. So just for us to get down there and just see what we can do, like we just want to be where, you know, where it's happening.
Well, you guys will definitely do extremely well with your harmonies and your writing skills. You guys are going to do amazing. Amazing.
Thanks.
So excited. Oh, that's great news. That's amazing news. Now, is there going to be a Christmas song that you guys are going to be releasing this year?
I think this year, just because we're focusing on the EP, we're just going to probably resurface the Christmas song and just give it another push, just because it's
a good song. It's such a good song.
Yeah. The beauty of Christmas music is, but you know, like we can put it
out. We could always whip out a song. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. But
you could do a crazy video with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it to life that way and do a real fun video, you know, with your last family Christmas kind of thing.
But I think Danielle's done a few Christmas songs of her own in the past, or just one.
Just the Santa Baby I did a cover of in 2015 or 2016, I think.
A while ago now. And but the both of us love Christmas music and Christmas time. I really do see us in the future maybe doing like an album, and
yeah, totally.
We don't think it's too and we would really love that. We would enjoy that a lot.
We would too. I'm waving at you guys. You can't see me, but I'm waving, going, we would. Just because of the harmonies, your voices, you know, just the blend of the two of you, you know, together. It's just such a really special kind of magic. And that would be awesome. It would be amazing.
Thanks so much.
Now,
we're smiling.
Good. Yeah. You know, because we love you guys. We love you guys. Now tell everybody where they can get all of the latest dates and everything, which is the best place for them to go to. For your music and for the schedule.
Check out our Instagram. We're just at Cross Parallel on Instagram. Most of our stuff's on there. Our Facebook is Cross Parallel. And our website is crossparallelmusic.com. All of our dates are pretty much on our Instagram. Like if you click the link in our bio, you can see our upcoming shows and where to get the tickets and all that. So Nanaimo is the next one. And, the only one in our next distant future here, as far as like a public show.
Are you guys going to the CCMAs?
Not this year. I don't think we're going to make it out to London just with everything going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too much going on for us, but we're definitely have our eyes and our sights set on next year, I think.
Yeah.
Nice. You'll have to check out with Michelle Wright, because we were just talking about you on the show the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you'll have to check out and spend some time with her too. And
I love Michelle. I got to write with her back in 2016 on that trip, and she's an awesome human being.
Mm-hmm. You'll definitely have to check that out for sure. Do you guys have time for some burning questions?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I think I know the answer to this one. But Jordan, favorite sports team?
Vancouver Canucks.
There we go. Kind of knew that was coming. What about you? Are you Danielle, into any of the sports teams?
Edmonton Oilers. I was born in Alberta in the Edmonton area, and I grew up with season tickets to the Oilers, and I love them.
Good girl. Sticking to your guns, right?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Favorite female artist on the radio today, Danielle?
Danielle Towns, for sure. She's absolutely just, I'm so proud of everything she's doing.
Very cool. What about you, Jordan?
She hasn't had anything recently, but Maren Morris is definitely a huge influence for both of us.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Favorite male singer, any genre, on the radio today, Jordan?
On the radio today?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let Danielle go first.
Oh my goodness. Favorite male singer. Okay. I love Bruno Mars. I'm obsessed with him forever.
I am too. I love him.
So I would have to say Bruno Mars.
Very cool. Especially the new one that he's got out right now.
Oh yeah. He's just, I love the 70s elements and just everything he's bringing back. It's so good.
I remember doing the CMWs, and not too many people knew who he was at the time. And it was very hard to get people to go out and shoot him. And I wanted to cover him instantly. And he was just such a great interview. But I love his music. I love everything about him. He's so good. What about you, Jordan?
It was tough. I didn't know you were going to say on the radio today, I would have said Elvis Presley. But these days, I really like a lot of country artists. I'll go with Thomas Rhett.
Very nice. He's Michelle great. Said that the other day too, for hers.
Yeah, anything he puts out is fun, and it's
he's like the country version of Bruno Mars.
Kind of is.
True. I never thought of it that way. That's very true. Very true. Last album that you've listened to, front to back.
I'll answer. So it was probably both of us. It was Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, it was.
So a young pop artist, and she's great. It's got like punk elements. It was a really good album.
Yeah, kind of like Paramore vibes a little
bit.
Oh, very cool. Is there somebody that you can think of, Danielle, that was someone that you listened to in an album, okay? Somebody that would have influenced you that had such a profound effect, like an impact for you that made you want to get into this industry?
I know.
Do you know?
Tara.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't know if I've told this story to you before. I might've been in the last interview, but I got to job shadow a studio engineer who we actually still work with today, Sheldon Zaharko. And I was 14 years old. So it was like grade 9, take your kid to work day. And I got to go with our family friend, Sheldon, fly to Vancouver. I got to shadow in the factory studios, and it was Tara Oram.
Oh, I love her too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's amazing. And I had never heard of her before, just because I wasn't really that into country music. And I got to see an album be recorded live off the floor, just like how it used to be. And it was such a, like, I don't know, world shifting experience for me. Made me want to do music. Like, I always loved it, and I loved to sing, and I don't know, that moment made me realize, like, I wanted to do that for the rest of my life. And so
that was a really good album too.
Yeah, the Tara Oram revival, it was amazing. So that's, I got to
she,
be there
for, that's when she had her CMT show too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. Yeah, so that was probably it for me. And then I just really started to believe in myself more too. I got to sing into the microphone in the studio. Sheldon let me do a little cover of If I Die Young by the band Perry, and that kicked everything off for me when I was 14.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a special moment really that would be. Did you know, how early did you know that you had a really good voice?
It's so funny. I used to, like, my best friend growing up in grade 2, she got a karaoke machine and I loved it, but I always made her put it, this is so strange, but I always made her put it in her closet, and I would like go and close the door because I wanted to sing, but I didn't want anyone to see me. So I was like, I wanted them to hear me, but I was too shy for them to like be watching me. But they would always tell me, like, you're really good, Danielle. You should just, like, you know, come out and perform for us.
Hey, look at you today.
Yeah, he's like Freddie Mercury on stage now.
I was going to say, you've conquered that fear altogether. Pretty
I
early.
Did.
Yeah, very cool. Very good story. What about you, Jordan?
For an album?
Mm-hmm.
It would be easy for me to, like, similar thing with my dad. I've been a part, you know, like, there for some of his awesome albums back in the early 2000s. But like, I really think one that changed for me, it was, like, early teens, like, Metallica albums back then, like, a lot of them. Let's say, like, there are lots of good ones, like Master of Puppets or Ride the Lightning. I just remember, like, how it really changed or opened my mind to different music. And I don't know, it was all about the guitar riffs and stuff to me. It was just like magical, kind of. And
you must have been in awe when you were sitting down with Chad from Nickelback.
Did we tell you that story?
No, I don't. I just know that you had recorded in his studio, right?
Well, that was actually before. I only got one chance to hang out in the studio, and I can't remember if he was even there, but with Favor Drive in the earlier days of when I joined, because they didn't work with them for much longer after I joined, like with Chad there, with Joey Moy there. But recently we got to hang out with Chad, like, go to his house and
to watch a Canucks game.
Yeah,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Nice.
I know, right?
Very cool.
It was the play like a year and a half ago, and that was pretty cool. He's such an awesome guy, and like, just to hear his like view of music and how he perceives it is pretty cool. He's like a genius. And
yeah, really, he is.
He writes with so many of the artists right now. Like, I remember having Kadu on the show not too long ago, and they were out on Chad's boat.
Yeah.
And I was doing the interview from the boat, and you would never have known it. They're right in the middle of the water.
Like, oh my God.
You could hear Chad in the background. It's like, oh, hey, Chad. Because I really love Nickelback's one of my favorite bands of all time. And got a lot of respect for him. A lot of respect.
I'll never understand. I mean, I guess Jordan and I were talking about this, but like, people can hate on success. And I think that's what it is with Nickelback, because they're one of the most successful, like, rock.
Man, you know, when you look back at music and rock, you know, for just 20 years of what they've done. It's just pretty incredible. Yeah, they are classic, and they will always be a fave. So yeah, I think there's going to be haters of everybody. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to get those, but you know, people that want to critique. But I think, again, that's just what we're going through in this last 10 years too, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And they're one of the last great rock bands, you know, that lived that rock life like we knew it. So.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Sean Connery Volk. I had him on the show for One Bad Son. And with his solo career and everything. So that was just a couple of weeks ago. And he was just talking too, you know, about how much, you know, it has changed. They have their diehard fans. And then I think it's just that shift that I was talking about earlier that rock has really gone through. I just don't want to see that one lose its light, you know, when it comes to the radio stations and some of those radio stations that have been shutting down too, you know, for rock. It's a real shame.
What you mean. Mm-hmm. And I've always, you know, I've seen that too. And I think that's kind of, around when I went to country, you know, like opened my mind to country is when country got more rock. I know country has like subgenres, right? Like there's a lot of different kinds of country these days. And I think rock's living in all other music.
Yeah, it really is. In a way,
like pop always is too. Rock's always there, and but I know what you mean about the genre on its own and like the radio stations of rock. It's so much different than 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah, because a lot of the bands are having a hard time even being played, getting their songs even played on, like these are top bands. Rock bands are having a hard time just finding a station that's even going to carry rock music anymore. Yeah. It's just so sad.
Yeah, it's a different time, I guess. And but I do have faith that like the genre and rock is never going to die. Mm-hmm. You know,
I can't see that that radio is just, I know it's going to come back, you know, with a vengeance. I look forward to that day.
yeah, we can just wait for it.
Exactly. Okay, so talking about rock then, Danielle, favorite rock song of all time?
Oh my goodness.
Rock song.
Oh goodness.
Queen. Nickelback.
Yeah, does Queen count?
Yeah.
I would say, oh my goodness, I don't know. You go first, babe. I have to think about it.
Best rock song? One of them that comes to mind, and I was never an AC/DC fan, but for those about to rock, is like such a song that like can get me pumped up at any time. Like it's insanely epic and like such a live huge stadium song. And it's always just that little guitar riff at the beginning that and it's just
so
tiny
good. It's so good.
It's so epic. So that song, and I was like, I didn't like AC/DC for a long time, but that song like I think turned me on to them instantly when I blasted it one time.
Well, if I'm in my car, guarantee I'm gonna have rock music in there, and AC/DC is one of them.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. Just different forms. Like I love Springsteen, I love so many different bands that, you know, Backman Turner Overdrive, but there's just so many different bands. Eagles will always be my all-time favorite, I think, but I love Genesis, all of them.
Yeah totally. And I'll never like stop listening to that stuff, you know.
I can't pick a single song. I love so many Nickelback songs, and I love so many Eagles songs and Queen. I don't know if I could pick like a, I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody is the one that like is super nostalgic for me, and I'm sure a million other people. So
it's a good answer.
Yes, I would say Bohemian Rhapsody.
Good answer. Very good answer. Yeah. There you go. Okay, if you could sit down with one of your idols, past or present, Danielle, who would it be and why?
Oh my goodness. I think I would probably say Taylor Swift. And I know that's probably a lot of female artists' answers, but I think just from all areas of life, she's just like inhuman. And I love just her approach to everything and how she carries herself with like so much grace. And her songwriting just keeps getting better. Like it's crazy that it can just keep doing that. I think I would just love like a co-write with Taylor Swift would be just insane to me. Casey, I love Casey as well, and I just love that she just, you can tell her writing is just so pure and she doesn't overthink it. She just says what's really like on her mind, and I've always admired that a lot about her as an artist as well. So that's very probably cool. What I would.
Good answers. Very good. Okay, what about you, Jordan?
So this one is like tough for me because I look up to producers big time, and I think I would choose producers because just to see into their minds of how they, you know, how they think of things, how they see music. So I would have, I can't really pick one, but I would say like any of like great producers like Max Martin, Joey Moy is someone who I've always looked up to and, you know, even had connections to in a way. And he's like, yeah, he's to me one of the super producers of these days. And Mutt Lang, Rick Rubin.
There's so many.
And then any, you know, there's the older generation of, you know, the Beatles producer and there's so many that it would be, that's a really good question, but I would probably take any of those guys because
yeah,
they all would see it differently too, right? It's every producer, every artist sees music differently.
They do, because when you come into the studio, you might write a song one way and then they just seem to know exactly what you're capable of before you guys even think you're capable of what they're going to pull out of you. And the song sounds so different and, you know, they could just make those tweaks that are just like perfect. They can read it instantly and know exactly what to do with it. Mm-hmm.
So it's a tough choice between those, you know, guys. I would say Joey Moy is one of the guys I've always looked up to a lot, but there's like Rick Rubin's a really great one too.
Rubin would be amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. That would be amazing.
He does a lot of podcasts and stuff, so I can listen to kind of his perspective, but like a guy like Mutt Lang doesn't do interviews, so he would be even more like, you know, like I'd love to sit down with him, but just because he's like mysterious kind of, but so
just to pick his brain or know what goes on, you know, in that creativity when he hears something.
Yes, totally.
Very, very cool. Okay, so Jordan, if you could own a guitar that has been played by one of your idols, past or present, whose would it be and why?
I will say Dimebag Darrell from Pantera.
Oh, very cool.
He's a huge idol. Just like I've been into metal like pretty big and I still am, but it was only a few bands. It was like Metallica and Pantera and, you know, a few others, but he's one guitar player who's always just blows me away every time I hear him, you know, his solos and he's passed away and he had the same birthday as me. There was a lot of like, I felt a lot of connection and drawn to him as probably my favorite guitarist. He's probably my answer.
Nice. Very nice. Okay. So Danielle, if you guys could travel anywhere in the world and experience the culture of the people and the country, where would you want to go and why?
This is a really good question. Like for music or just to travel?
Nope,
in general?
Just to travel and just to feel the people, their history, and to be able to just see how they live in that entire experience in a country. Where would it be?
I mean, I've always wanted to travel to the Philippines. That's like on the top of my list. So I would say that. And Jordan has never been to Europe, and I would love to like take him there and just go travel all through the countries. I want to see Greece. I want to see Italy. Like a European travel tour or music tour would be amazing.
Well, just to see the buildings, the architecture, and just the history, you know, of those buildings. Oh, yeah. It's on my top of my list too, for sure.
Yeah.
100%. Okay, so most useless talent. I don't know if I asked you that last time, Jordan.
Oh, you might have.
Oh, I think
and it might have been.
Did I?
Golf. It might have been golfing. My answer. Golfing is a useless talent, but it's something that I.
No, you're a. Well, I guess it's useful, but he's very great at washing the dishes.
Oh, see, that's a better answer. I knew I should just look to her.
Yeah, that is.
He's great. A lot of pride in it, and you'll never have a dirty dish once he's done.
Yeah. Wow, that's an unusual trait. Okay, very cool answer. Okay, so what about Jordan? You answer for Danielle, her most useless talent.
Her most useless talent.
No hints. He's got to say it for you now.
Let me think here. Dancing. She's a great dancer.
Oh, that's right. Because you study dance, girl.
It's hard to say it's useless, but she's a great dancer and I'm not.
So have you guys done a TikTok dance? Dance off?
No.
Oh, come on. Okay, that's the next one. I'm calling you guys out.
We have a few of them saved. There's
one video. Look at us when we showed people Better With Time. I danced like really stupid.
I have to look that one up now.
I sure looked dumb. So go check that out.
Well, you know, it's better when you're looking at, when I ask the most useless talent for the James Barker band and they have their harmonica pain show.
Oh, yeah.
So
that is funny.
Yeah, yeah. So as long as you guys aren't doing that, that's right. You guys are doing okay.
No way. It's tempting to try it, but I don't know if we would.
That was just blindfolding each other and just playing the harmonica and then somebody smacking them with something. It was just like, it was hilarious to watch. And it's like, okay, is this what we're doing with our free time now? This is what we think of doing. But it was funny. Right? It was so funny.
That's building social these days.
That's right. That's TikTok. Okay. Well, thank you guys both for coming back. I wish you guys a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Say hi to your dad for us. And please make sure you're coming back when you guys are ready to release that debut EP. I cannot wait for it. And I'm so excited for your trip to Nashville to be able to move out there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Kim.
It's always great. Appreciate it.
I cannot wait to have you guys back. So you got to promise you're going to talk to me before you guys head out there, and then we'll do it again once you get all moved in. You're going to have to take some videos for us on that truck out there. So that's going to be really cool to see.
Yes, for sure.
So excited for this journey for you too. So congratulations once again on your brand new song.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks so much for having us on.
A great big thank you to Danielle Marie and Jordan Prichette for coming on the show today for Cross Parallel. I have some great new shows coming up for you. I hope that you enjoyed my interview with Cross Parallel. You can catch all of the interviews of your favorite artists at musicsjourney.com. Don't forget to check out the articles written with all the latest videos, new release, and reviews and interviews with all the artists that I interview here on the show at nowandthenmagazine.com. I have some exciting shows that are going to be coming up for you that you don't want to miss. I've got Katie Hurt, Shane Jones, Jamie Warren, rock band FKB, Annika, Molly Annell, Kea, Lemon Cash, David Boy James, Alex Hughes, and so many more. Exciting shows that I cannot wait to bring to you, so it's going to be so much fun. And of course, we got some special Christmas shows that are going to be coming around the corner. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. It is a pleasure to be a part of your day here on Music's Journey. Thank you for tuning in and have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll catch you next time here on Music's Journey.
Yeah, it's true, it's getting rough out there. It's hard to keep a good thing going. Chances of us making it are low and going down. These days they say love's just another move to make. In a game we play where your heart breaks. Well, I say we could turn that right around. If I hold on to your hand, you hold on to mine. Keep it real how we feel inside, night after night. It ain't ever gonna matter what kind of hell we go through. If we're all in it to win, yeah, baby, we can't lose. Don't have to be rocket science, just a little bit of give and take. Taking a shot and giving it all we got. It's gonna be sweet victory when the world sees how it's meant to be. Yeah. Show 'em how to fight against all odds. If I hold